The Santa Cruz police chief is refusing to cooperate with ICE, Immigration, Customs and Enforcement agents, after learning a gang raid Santa Cruz police assisted in was really an immigration sweep. Santa Cruz is a sanctuary city. Deputy Chief Dan Filippo spoke at a press conference today denouncing the Department of Homeland Security for misleading local authorities.
Restore that trust that I feel that this that the Department of Homeland Security is violated by conducting these immigration raids is part of or this immigration enforcement as part of this criminal investigation. You know, I will say that I am very angry that this occurred. I am disgusted that that this was withheld with me, and that they did not take the that they did not communicate with our community what has occurred.
Filippo says Santa Cruz police initiated the case with the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to investigate the international MS-13 gang. He says they had substantial evidence the gang was planning a murder and other criminal offenses like drug trafficking. When DHS was ready for the raid on February 13th, they notified Santa Cruz police, who assisted. 10 arrests were made in Santa Cruz County and Daly City. Santa Cruz Indy Media reports the raid was a near military assault, where authorities arrived with armored vehicles and a military-style tank, used loudspeakers to order residents in an entire apartment complex to vacate, creating confusion, deployed flash grenades into homes, and smashed windows. Officers detained a family, including an 11-year-old girl, and another detainee told police they had the wrong address. A father with a work visa was detained. They were all released. Filippo says DHS officials told him numerous times before, during, and after the raid it was a criminal gang crackdown, when in fact it was also an immigration sweep. He learned that after community members spoke out describing it as such.
It's completely disheartening. I've never had experienced another law enforcement agency in my entire 25-year career provide me that much misinformation, and then after they provide the misinformation, refuse to communicate to me on it further. And that is where we're at. We feel that we have a good criminal case, but unfortunately now it is tainted and mired by this action that they took on our own without our knowledge.
Filippo says the DHS is now refusing to provide details of the operation or give information about all the people arrested to Santa Cruz police. Santa Cruz Mayor Cynthia Matthews says she too was affronted by the Department of Homeland Security's actions.
I'm deeply disturbed and upset by the information that has come to light about the enforcement action that took place last week. I'm outraged at the betrayal of our community by the hands of the Department of Homeland Security. DHS's utter disregard and defiance of our sanctuary city status not only confirmed many of the fears and concerns that were expressed from community members, but has laid waste to our community's trust of its own local government.
Matthew says the city council will reconsider working with federal law enforcement in the future at its next meeting.